dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we, the Franciscans of the Immaculate, are celebrating the feast of Our Lady of Good Counsel, which normally falls on the 26th of April, which does fall on the 26th of April, but yesterday being a Sunday, the Sunday Mass took precedence, and so we're celebrating this Mass as a votive Mass. And why is it so important to us? Besides the fact that Our Lady, Mother of Good Counsel, is one of the titles of Our Lady in the Litany of Loreto that we repeat every day, it's particularly important to our Institute because that's the title by which Our Lady is honored at the Mother House in Frigento, where our Institute was born. And so we have a special devotion to Our Lady under this title. The history of the title, just briefly, comes, it seems, primarily from a devotion to an image, to Our Lady, an image of Our Lady that is miraculous and came to Italy. It's not the one at Frigento. The one at Frigento is a different image. Physically, it's the same image of Our Lady, but a different art piece of art. But the original one that is so well known throughout the world is in Genzano in Italy. And it arrived in Italy miraculously around 1467 from Albania, where the Turks were just about to capture the city. And this image, it is said, was brought to Italy by angels. And it's venerated, it's been venerated ever since. And in 1903, Pope Leo XIII approved a feast day in dedication to the devotion to Our Lady of, Mother of Good Counsel, and a Mass was instituted, a proper Mass for this devotion. And Pope Leo XIII was the Pope at a time when the Church was confronting so many difficulties, and still is the case. And so in this time where ideas are so confused, especially with regard to religious matters, there's a worldwide moral crisis, social and political turmoil, it's very providential that we are able to turn to Our Lady, who is known by this title as the Mother of Good Counsel. Yesterday we celebrated, we focused on the parable of the Good Shepherd. And another title by which Our Lady is known is the Good Shepherdess. She's given to us by our Lord, the Good Shepherd, as one who leads us also to truth and to grace, which are the green pastures that we seek, spiritually speaking. And we need someone to lead us to these pastures of truth and grace that feed us for the journey to eternal life. And so the Good Shepherdess, the Mother of Good Counsel, is given to us. Now, she's also known as the Spouse of the Holy Spirit, another one of her titles. And the Holy Spirit is the one from whom the gift of counsel comes. Counsel is a supernatural gift that perfects the natural virtue of prudence. Our Lord is referred to in the Old Testament in many different ways, but in one way in particular, in the book of the prophet Isaiah, we read that the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of fortitude, the Spirit of knowledge and of godliness. And then we heard also in the first reading from today's Mass another reference to Jesus, also from Isaiah. Isaiah There to go. A child is born to us, a son is given to us. Upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. And so this counselor, our Lord, the Messiah, is the model, and his mother also is, because Jesus is the Wonder Counselor, and she is the mother of Jesus, she is the mother of good counsel. Also, just in a very logical way, she earns this title, or she merits this title. But also, it's one of her attributes as well, being that she is the most perfect disciple and imitator of Jesus Christ. So counsel is one of these gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's one of the four intellectual gifts, which are those that enlighten the mind. And counsel, as I said, perfects prudence by making us judge promptly and rightly, as by supernatural intuition, what must be done, especially in difficult cases. And so, in a certain sense, this gift of the Holy Spirit is a very practical gift. It helps us see the moral good, and even more so, it helps us to understand what we must do. There are so many, there are principles of moral principles that help us know, in general, what is right and what is good and what we need to do to be able to achieve our final end, which is salvation and sanctification, to be with God forever. But in any given situation, which is unforeseeable in terms of writing some law that's going to cover every single detail, we need some assistance to know, in this situation, what do I need to do? And that's what the gift of counsel is for. And Our Lady gave us already, in one very brief and potent phrase, the best counsel that anybody could have, when she said, which we heard in today's gospel reading, do whatever he tells you. So in those words, she embodies good counsel. She's given voice to the good counsel. Holiness is defined, among others, by St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe as the imitation of Christ. That's the essence of holiness. And that's what Our Lady said, do whatever he tells you. Imitate my son. And then Jesus, the good counselor, gave us another good counselor to be our guide when he gave us his mother from the cross. And he showed us, too, by his example, just the fact that he chose her among all women to be his mother, and as her son for the entire time that he was under her care and guidance, which was until he began his public mission. And certainly even after that, he would consult her and seek her counsel. And God, the Holy Spirit, who is her spouse, with whom she is filled, you know, we call her full of grace, she had this supernatural gift from God to be able to know and give good counsel on what to do in any given situation. And so all of us, as brothers and sisters of Christ seeking to follow him, we need the counsel of our mother to help us on this path to perfection. And she intercedes for us also, not just so that we'll be disposed to receive the good counsels and the inspirations of the Holy Spirit and to act upon them. So it's a very consoling title by which we honor Our Lady and invoke her assistance so that we too can follow our Lord, the Wonder Counselor, to the truth and to salvation. May she continue to intercede for humanity in this time in which men are so confused and in turmoil and chaos and in need of a word of counsel to come out of this chaos and to return to the path of peace and salvation. Praise be Jesus and Mary.